BS News on the BS Radio Network.
And now, the BS News Network and Hentai Entertainment present the award-winning Some Genius This Week. I'm your announcer, Blood Bloody. Some Genius This Week is brought to you by the makers of Spoingo. Don't forget to water your lawn and spank your monkey every day with Spoingo. 9 out of 10 monkey spankers can be wrong. And now, here's Father Time with news and commentary.
For the week ending 9-Tammuz-5768, it's Sub Genius This Week, a news and commentary program that won the 2008 Jeffrey J. Smith Award for Best Commentary Program Reporting on a Cult or Minor Sporting Event. Thanks to all you guys that voted. I'm Father Time. This humble reporter has slinked back to his word processor to resurrect from the ashes his dismal display of arrogance and ignorance from last week on X Day. Unaware that X Day had been a cruel hallucination brought on by the conspiracy signal stations on SETI Alpha 5, this reporter went on and on about how many pinks he was killing and how incredibly cool his UFO was, when he should have been on the ground, relaying back the news and commentary that the subgenius race needed and has grown to trust and rely on. He should have been on the street, interviewing various mediocritans about how they felt about being ripped asunder by alien thermal weapons. He should have been in public buildings where pinks were hiding from the waves after waves of excess destruction, asking them if they had any final words for humanity before it was absolutely disintegrated. Instead, your humble reporter was 5,000 feet above the Earth's surface, having wild sex with six-titted sex goddesses, and not doing the job that was needed of him. This shame does not rub off. The shame does not come clean. Subgenius This Week missed the biggest news story in history, and I plan to make up for that right now. For the week ending July 5th, 2008, it's Subgenius This Week, a news and commentary program that can and will travel back in time to report on hard-hitting events that keep the Yeti race informed. This week, we witnessed the total destruction of the planet to make way for a new Exist hyperspace bypass. Luckily, my fellow subgeniuses and I were sucked off the planet just in the nick of time to bear witness to its destruction. Likewise, we were also there when the new hyperspace bypass was installed and the new Earth was created exactly where the old Earth once sat, complete with exact replicas of historical landmarks, dinosaur bones, and your car keys which fell behind the sofa. The similarity of this new Earth to the old, rusted-out one are quite stunning. The subgenius people feel honored to inhabit this newly constructed world and thank the Exis for everything they've done. And let's not forget to thank J.R. Bob Dobbs, for without him, we would all be dead right now. This is Father Time in New Madison, New Wisconsin. Have a pleasant tomorrow. You're going to die. The BS News Network.
BS News on the BS Radio Network.